Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello! how are ya? Alright, well, we're sat here in Athens Airport at the Burger King.
Athens, Greece.
Athens, Greece.
Famously the capital of Greece.
Is it?
I think so.
That's cool.
Is it no, Cyprus is a different place.
Look, let's not get into how we don't know anything about any geography.
On the way into the airport, I remember that the Greek gods are from here. That was quite exciting.
Yeah. It's post-Edinburgh, gone on holiday. We're Burger King because the flight to the island we're going to has been a long time. I'm seeing some trippies here.
And we thought we'd record a podcast because we can't enjoy each other's company unless there's structure.
Or we can monetize it.
We can monetize it.
Mainly because Alice is asking me a lot of annoying questions.
Oh yeah, I've been doing lots of hypotheticals, which I think is very true of me.
I think it's a pretty new thing.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
I've been playing them for years.
Something just coming out.
Well, you identified something very funny about me, or your friend Emma did an impression of me.
Yeah. Which is to say, Alice will be typing on a laptop for ages, and then all of a sudden, out of the blue, she'll just slam down her laptop, look up and ask whoever she's with, do you want kids? which is so you.
That's true, because on the plane we were just both deep in like our own sleep or our own thoughts or something, yeah. And then out of the blue I turned to Rose and was like, do you want to get married one day?
Not
to each other.
Okay. I wouldn't want to get married to you.
Hey, that's mean.
No, why it's my not? Personal choice.
What did you tell me on the plane about my personality that made me,
You're inflexible with your dreams.
Yeah.
You're inflexible with your dreams. And it's
that
a good thing and a bad
brutal.
Thing. No, it's not brutal. It's like a good thing, but also it can be a bad thing.
Walk me through that.
It means that you're driven. You decide you want to do something, you do it. And you, like, won't stop at anything. You're like a Leo. But it means that to give up a dream is very difficult to you.
Yeah, that's true. I take it so fucking hard.
Yeah. Anyway, you were pissing the hell out of me. I was asleep, and then I'd wake up, and then I'd be asleep, and Alice would be like, would you rather have a killer chicken?
Oh, that's a really good one. Don't undersell that one.
I put it on Instagram just now. Would you rather kill a chicken or have it in the house as a pet? And I say killer chicken.
It's so good.
What else?
I love hypothetical scenarios because I think it's fun to play around with them.
What did you just ask? Would you rather have the talent of Whitney Houston and all the songs? But would you rather? Would you do it? Would you have the talent of Whitney
You're
Houston?
Right. No. Having a stroke.
No, because it wasn't a would you rather.
Would you rather. It was you can have this, but at the cost of this.
Or being constantly incontinent and having to wear adult diapers.
Oh, yeah, that was it. Yeah, you have the talent of Whitney Houston and the career, but you are your own continent. And Rose chose no, which seems crazy to me.
It'd just be a big thing in my life. I don't want to.
I honestly reckon if you were incontinent for your whole life, You'd get used to it, like, so quickly.
Yeah, I don't necessarily want the talent of Whitney Houston. Look what happened to her.
That's true. God, when I had my first back surgery, my number one concern was that I'd be incontinent afterwards. Mm. There was a 7% chance, which is quite small.
Mm. Very small.
Very small. It was the only thing I could focus on.
We have to be at this airport for 3 more hours.
Yeah, we've recorded four minutes of a podcast.
I'm already bored of it.
Sometimes recording it makes it feel like the conversation goes so much slower. We're really rollicking along before.
We had a lot of pauses, though.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. We should talk about Miley and Leah.
What about? Is he doing okay?
I just got sad. No.
I'm going to check his Instagram.
He's not doing okay. No one's doing okay from that.
Hang on. Let's see. Where's his Instagram?
He's posting pictures of beaches and stuff.
Yeah. Liam.
He's not alright. There he is.
Oh, here we go. Anyway, oh my god, Henry Cavill posted a photo with his dog the other day, and I was like, that man's sad.
Yeah, that I man saw that. But did you also see the picture of Henry Cavill and all the whites on the yacht?
No.
It was incredible.
What did he post it?
Yeah. But I think Henry Cavill is fundamentally crazy.
Oh my god.
Rose just found the picture. It's incredible.
Oh my god.
Who was it? As I was going through Instagram the other day and Tom Hiddleston was up on my discovery or something and top like Rose Musselfield.
No, it wasn't Tom Hiddleston, it was Tom Holland.
Holland, sorry.
And it was a rare occurrence for me. Look, he's such a dweeb otherwise though.
He's such so a lonely. Dweeb.
He's so lonely.
Do you reckon?
Yes.
Oh, I hope he's okay.
He's fine, he's rich, but he's just a dumbass.
Being rich doesn't make you okay.
Oh,
all
wow.
anyone wants in life is love and to be loved in return.
Oh, God.
What?
Yeah, I know.
Don't be like that.
I wish I could get a massage.
They might do that here.
In Greece?
Oh, in the airport.
Should we check out the amenities of the airport?
Jesus. Athens. If airport anyone's amenities. Listening to this right now.
Wow. Going out live. Oh, we should just do live. We should just do a live stream on Instagram.
Oh yeah, but no one's up.
And our massive fan base is in New Zealand. Athens Airport. Amenities. AAA.
Who did I find so hot the other day? Where I was like, I've got to talk about that. Oh, my sister messaged me saying Dermot Mulroney from The Wedding Date, which I agree.
Past security. Yeah. Yeah, heard he's got, you know.
What?
No, I'll say it off air. I told you this.
Oh.
I've told you this.
Say it off air.
Yeah.
It's so exciting for me to feel like I'm getting some private information. Yeah. And don't worry, guys, I'll say it on the next podcast.
No. I want to go get a coffee.
Okay, well, we're in the middle of a podcast right now.
How much longer do we have to talk? Oh, maybe like 7 more minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a small bonus app from the breath.
Sure.
Okay, hypothetical scenario.
Okay.
Oh, this was a good one that you didn't answer. You said get it. Okay. I've done this one with people before. So, either you have to kill a kid.
Oh. I don't want to do this one.
Why?
It's sad. I don't want to kill a kid.
Well, then you know what your answer is.
But I don't want to go to jail for the rest of my life.
Okay, so here's the scenario. You have to kill a child, but you'll get away with it and no one will ever know about it. Okay? Or you don't kill anyone, but you get charged with this murder, you're found guilty, and nobody ever believes that you're innocent.
I think the second one.
Yeah.
I think it'd have to be the second one.
Same.
I'd be haunted.
It's an interesting question, though, because it's about ego and reputation, isn't it?
Ego and reputation. No, but why was it? Why?
Well, because it's shows you what you care more about, like how you're perceived or what you're actually doing.
I'd be haunted by it my entire life.
Yeah.
I'd go crazy.
I think you're absolutely right. I think you would go crazy. And I mean crazy. You specifically. And
me?
Yeah. Absolutely you.
Because also, I think I'd go more crazy than if people knew.
Yeah.
You know,
I don't think I could get away with murder. I think because I don't think I ever held a secret, really.
But no, it's not whether or not you can get away with murder, isn't it? It's like, it's whether or not you, which one you choose. Like, you definitely get away with the murder, right?
Yes.
I'm
taking the hypo into real life now and being like, one of the biggest barriers to me killing someone.
Oh, it's not telling anyone.
Yeah, like there's no way I'm ever going to kill someone and people don't know about it. One, hubris,
show off.
Whatever.
Exactly. Something a show off. Alice has been a real show off this month.
I have not been a show off. That's
she's been showing
mean.
Off. She's been showing off on stage and in restaurants, at bars in Edinburgh.
Did That's not true. I don't show off.
Why do so many Burger King crowns around?
I mean, it's literally their staple.
I was disappointed with my Whopper.
Were you? I thought whatever I had was okay.
The chicken guy?
Yeah.
BK Chicken.
BK Chicken.
A classic.
It is a classic, and I actually really enjoyed it. Man, do you know what shit? Their chips here.
Yep.
Really bad.
The onion rings were bad here. The ones in New Zealand rock.
Do you fundamentally believe in a long-lasting monogamous relationship?
Oh, my God. No, we talked about this in Edinburgh. Apparently every relationship has its expiry date. Isn't that sad?
I don't want to believe that.
Well, I think it's bullshit because either way is true. Like, neither way is true.
It's not as true as saying no relationship has an expiry date. It's just not. It's not something you can have an objective fact about.
Because time is, we experience time as a linear thing. Well, that's weird.
Because no one's a relationship guru, I guess, is the...
Every relationship has its expiry. It seems like a pretty fatalistic thing. Is that the right term,
I feel like it's nihilistic. Like, it's just like, well, this will end at some point.
No, but like, but some of them don't have an expiry. Like, the expiry date's like when, post your death. You die before it expires.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I'm so shocked by how conventional a life I want. Don't roll your eyes at
me. I find it funny because you keep on saying this as if you're some sort of boho like artist who's like, oh, you know.
I am a boho artist.
You're not.
I travel all the time.
That you've got a goddamn.
Previously,
fucking...
I thought I never wanted to get married. I thought I didn't want kids.
Jack Kerouac. Oh, you can't tie me down.
Well, that's what I was, and now
no,
I realize I was that.
No, you weren't. You always were conventional, man.
That's cruel.
Why? I think I'm pretty conventional.
No, you're wacky.
I love it. I don't think it is an offensive thing because most people are conventional in here.
I just think it's funny that in the discovery of my bisexuality, I also discovered that in fact I'm a very conventional person.
But bisexuality is a non-conventional thing.
True.
What are you talking about? It's you're basic, right. Bitch.
It's basic bitch stuff,
yeah. Baby. Yeah.
Fuck, it's so basic, bitch. Maybe I'll just be gay. Maybe I am. I think I only have interest in having sex with women at the moment.
Yeah, well, you've got to get out there, man. You've got to find someone on this island.
Yeah.
Greek island of Lesbos. You're redirecting
the flight. You're too happy with that. You're too fucking happy.
We're going to cut that out.
No, we're not.
It was too perfect.
Oh, my God. Today in the airport, Rose told me I was the loudest person
It was true.
It was humiliating. 100%. I felt like a child being told off.
Yeah, and I do treat you like a child being told off. A lot of the time, my bra is... It's the only bra I brought. I only bought one.
That's crazy.
I know. You told me to bring two, and I forgot to bring the other one. Oh. It's too tight. What was I going to say? I do tend to tell you off a lot. I tend to tell a lot of people off when they're not...
You tell me off... Non-stop,
yeah.
You treat me like... Yesterday, I was sitting on the couch and Rose looked at me and apropos of nothing said, that shirt needs a wash.
Sorry, not apropos of nothing. It had a giant pollen stain on the boob. It's not apropos of nothing. But yeah, it did sound like my nan in that moment.
You did. It was great.
Oh, no, I'll be terrible mother. I think I'll be a real, like... I think I'll love my baby, but I'll, like, be real mean to it as a kid.
No, you won't.
I'll be like, hey, what are you doing? Stop it.
I think I'll have a short temper. I think if I raise kids with someone, maybe they'll have to be the... Oh, no, I'm quite disciplinarian.
like you are, but you're like cool disciplinary. I'd be disciplinarian to the max.
Yeah, you would be. I think I'd be concerned with how they were behaving with other people, for sure. But I wouldn't care about, like, swearing or...
I'd be, like...
farting.
No.
I like, thought that if you fart on the plane, you can't smell it. And I...
well, on the plane, then it's fine. What the hell? Why do you think you couldn't smell it?
I thought something happened when you were at altitude that you can't smell your fart.
When did you watch the Agent Cody Banks or something? There's, like, spy kids. Oh, you... Did you know that you can smell a fart in a plane?
Well, I was wrong, okay? But did you smell it? So maybe I was right.
I was asleep. It was fortunately one of the very few
things
you didn't
interrupt. You were wide awake.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe it's true.
And the Uber right there, though, I think the Uber driver farted. Did you smell that?
Yes. And he also was cleaning his ears.
Oh, was he?
With an earbud.
Oh, God.
Amazing stuff.
The thing my dad used to do the most that made me feel so sick was, like, he'd be on the motorway and he'd put his finger in his ear and get a bit of wax and wind down the window and, like, flick the wax out the window. Like, it's the most disgusting.
You need to have a talk to your dad.
Yeah. Lay in.
It is pretty bad.
I'd love to have a talk to you. Can't stop bloody going on about Rose Butterfield.
I'm a closed book. I said that... You said that was a closed book, didn't you?
Yeah.
I said that to someone yesterday. I didn't think that was closed.
I think it depends on who you're with.
Right.
Oh. I think you're an open book to...
boys.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. So what we've ascertained is that I'm obsessed with boys.
It's actually... I thought we were just doing a gag for maybe all of our friendship.
Yeah.
She's actually got a problem.
I've actually got a problem. I came home one day in Edinburgh... and Alice was like, I think you're obsessed with boys. And I went, nada.
Nada.
Of course I'm obsessed with boys.
It's crazy. Like, the rose I get is the, like, I'm so tired.
Oh, shut up. You also said that I complain all the time. And I internalized that so deeply. And I tried to stop complaining for 2 days.
I didn't say
you
complain all the time. I said complaining was your shtick.
My personality. It is my shtick, though.
It is your shtick.
Okay, no, but I'm like, oh, why can't you put it in a cool way? Like, oh, I'm neurotic. Like, some sort of...
Because it's not neuroses.
It is neuroses.
It's not neuroses always.
No, because it's always complaining about dying. I'm
no,
I'm,
sometimes
I'm tired.
It's tired. It's always tired, actually. That's the number one. Tired. Here's how I would list them.
I am tired.
Tired.
Yeah.
Headache.
No.
Sore back. Maybe sore back before headache. Mm. I've got to do this thing.
I do hate doing things. I hate doing things. I'm going to stop complaining.
No, you can't.
I can't.
It's your thing. You can't stop it.
I'm going to stop.
You can't
stop
complaining.
Saying everything that comes to my head.
Don't do that.
No, I'm going to start internalizing stuff. I've already decided that. I'm going to start internalizing some stuff. I say everything too quickly. I say what I feel and I need to keep it in.
I don't think you do that too often, to be honest.
I do.
Anyway, the version of you that we get...
I talk about myself too much all the time. Which is really, really bad.
I don't think it's bad because, like...
I think we hang out with people who talk about themselves a bit.
Yeah, we all talk about ourselves heaps. But we all listen to each other talk about themselves.
I'm not going to say single thing.
Although
anymore.
Sometimes I'll tell you something about myself
and then I'll
as a means
spin it
to
amazing.
Open the conversation and you'll just go...
Immediately.
No, you'll just be like this. You'll go, yeah.
Yeah, well. Sometimes it happens.
It's very funny, though. But you're really good. If I ever ask you for something directly, you do it right away.
Yeah.
Which is why I know to ask for it directly.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. I'd never try and, like, passive-aggressively get something out of you.
Yeah.
I'd just be like, I'm sad.
Yeah. No, I prefer that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really prefer that. I don't like it when people are... I've got to read into what they're, like, wanting.
Yeah.
Because I don't think I do that with other people.
What do you mean?
Like... be passive aggressive, like in terms
you're
of
you're not
like,
passive aggressive with me.
No, I don't think I'm passive aggressive with anyone really.
I don't think so. No,
no, I don't think I am. I'm just aggressive.
Oh, that's what you told me off about the other day. I signed the card.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And then you fucking laid into me for licking the envelope.
Okay, well, I'll put this to you. Put this to anyone. My mum taught me that the rule is, with a birthday card you're giving to someone, you don't lick and seal the envelope. You tuck it in, unless you're licking and sealing it to send away in the post. Should we Google it right now?
Yes, but why does it matter?
Because then the person has to rip open the envelope.
And what would you rather them do? Have the envelope spare?
Yeah, you could reuse the envelope.
But I've written on the front of the envelope.
Don't do that.
So then what is the point of the envelope?
To hide what the card looks like.
No. It's like people who put plastic over their couches to preserve the couch.
Fold.
It's like you're not even enjoying the couch.
Lip of envelope. Or...
But you really went in.
I had a bit of a meltdown in a cafe about it.
Yeah, you did.
Or stick down. Because I didn't have control over the situation. And I want people to do things right, okay? It comes from my mum. Okay, well, there's no answers here.
No, I don't think you're going to find the answers.
When to
that.
Seal an envelope.
Yeah, people should just write in, maybe.
Do you...
Oh, that's right. We want to launch our new Agony Aunt podcast.
Oh, yeah. We should do that.
Rose and I have decided that in lieu of coming up with more people who we would have sex with.
Yeah. It's just getting boring, isn't it?
That we're going to start doing like an Agony Aunt section of our podcast. So we'd love you guys to tweet at Boner of the Heart or at either of us individually.
Should we set up an email?
We'll set up an email. Oh, that's such a good idea, Rose. We'll set up an email and you guys can email your questions.
When are we going to record this? You didn't bring your mic to England, did you?
Or just record it on this?
No! That's crazy.
Guy's got his mic. Anyway.
Okay.
You're not going to find it, Rose. Anyway, so you guys can email in your questions and we'll answer them. And they can be about anything, really, like crafts... Or emotions, relationships.
Should we just try and set the Gmail up now?
Us specifically, you specifically, would you rathers, who wore it betters.
All that stuff is great.
All that stuff is great.
Manage accounts on this device. Add another account. Google. Continue.
Yes, this is happening.
Set up an email. Create account. To manage my business or for myself. Okay. I'll put it under my name, shall I?
Yeah, that's a good idea. I don't want to be associated with the muck that will be coming through. Please, okay. No dick pics.
Why would you even say that? Because that's...
I don't know.
I want them.
Oh. Please send nudes.
There we go. Oh, shit. Here we go. Yeah, so then just send in your questions and we can answer them. Create a different Gmail. Okay, Boners of the Heart. Let's see if that's...
Yeah.
Oh, if someone's taken this, I'll be livid. Oh!
Oh, we've got it.
We got it.
The email address is boners.
No, I haven't done the password yet. And the password to the account is... no, I will,
I can confirm there's a 69.
No, stop, don't. People will be able to hack it. Okay. No, okay. This is really, yes, I'm
in. This is so exciting.
Okay, yes. Okay, no, it's, God damn it, okay, fine.
Yeah, thank you guys for keeping us company during the admin.
We're just bored, aren't we?
Yeah, we are bored, but that's fine. I think that's good, isn't it?
All right, well, that's set up now.
Guys, so please email us at Boners of the Heart. Send nudes, send pictures, send questions, send... It's really so that we can draw on our years of living.
Years of experience, years of would you rather,
years of everything.
God, we should have face masks at the airport.
I've got face masks in my bag.
I know. Let's go buy a face mask.
Okay, thank you so much for tuning in to this bonus here.
We're going
to
go on holiday now.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.